Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From WNYC in New York, this is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Pretty much every day here in the Soundcheck studio, a band or a musician loads in, sets up, drinks a lot of coffee, rehearses a little bit, and then plays a couple of pieces for us live on the show. Now, you can listen in on these performances uncut, uncensored, as they happen every day at 2 p.m. on our website, soundcheck.org. But hey, you're busy. Maybe you've missed a few. In the past weeks alone, we've had visits from the British electro-soul musician Jamie Liddell, the string quartet Brooklyn Rider, and a duo made up of comedian and banjo player Steve Martin and singer-songwriter Edie Brickell. Good stuff. So tonight, we're going to revisit some of our favorites from those recent sets and a few others as well, beginning with Rachel Zafira. She is a Canadian songwriter and multi-instrumentalist based in London these days, although there's a story there. She went to London originally to train as an opera singer, but her life was changed by a case of mistaken identity at the airport. She was deported back, not even home to Canada, but to the United States, eventually made her way back, but with a very different kind of musical form. She played the piano, she played vibraphones, and you can hear the full story and the whole session on our website at soundcheck.org. For the moment, let's content ourselves with Silver City Days, Rachel Zafira on Soundcheck.
Spingay Bay, down Eliza's
Recorded live in the Soundcheck studio, Rachel Zafira with Silver City Days. Just her at the piano there, but the rest of her set included a lovely vocal trio, some music with vibraphone and a laptop. You can hear the full set on our website at soundcheck.org. And we're posting new sets virtually every day. You can find out more about it by following us on Facebook or Twitter. Let's listen next to some music from Ivan and Alyosha. They are not a duo, they're a full-on folk-pop band. The name Ivan and Alyosha comes from Dostoevsky's epic novel, The Brothers Karamazov. This is their second time on the show, and they performed for us a song from their latest record, All the Times We Had. This one's called The Fold.
Now you want them all back. Long ago you stopped counting because you couldn't keep track. You were faced with the future that was bright. Sure, it was melting. You decided to run. Don't you fall when the mountain is high, when the river is wide. Don't you fall when you're out of your mind. Yeah, when you're walking. In the desert, where the waters run clear, and the only way to see it is to believe that it's there. Well, we almost fought our battles, no matter. So be done with your excuses, yeah. You're the only one to blame. Don't you fall when the mountain is high, when the river is wide. Don't you fall when you're out. When the mountain is high, when the river runs dry, don't you fall. When you're out of your mind, yeah, when you walk in the light, don't you fall. When the mountain is high, when the river is wide, don't you fall.
That's the band Ivan and Alyosha out of Seattle with a song called The Fold, which they performed for us last time they were here, their second time on Soundcheck, but maybe the first time you got a chance to hear them. After we aired their full set, JML from Brooklyn left this comment on our website. Just wanted to say how much I like this music. First time hearing this band. Thanks, JS and Soundcheck, for introducing us to great new music. Well, we try. Like this next piece from Marquise Tolliver, someone that none of us had heard before when he joined us recently. His album's called Land of Canaan. He's originally from Florida, and he is a violinist and singer-songwriter. He honed his chops busking on the streets of New York and then East London. Adele called him her new favorite artist at one point about a year or two ago. And maybe you'll see why. This is White Sails, as Marquise Tolliver performed it live on Soundcheck.
Make this place mine.
That is Marquise Tolliver singing and playing the violin. That is not your run-of-the-mill R&B singer, and you can imagine that that particular song made a lot of waves when Marquise Tolliver performed it live on British TV a couple of years ago. It was a career-making performance, as it turned out. White Sails, the name of the song. It's not on his new record, Land of Canaan, but you can hear songs that are by checking out the full set that Marquise Tolliver did for us on our website, soundcheck.org. We are revisiting some favorite recent performances in the studio, and of course there are new ones coming almost every day. Follow us on Facebook or Twitter to find out more. John Grant is up next, an American singer-songwriter who, like Marquise Tolliver, found his way eventually to London and then on to Iceland, where he now lives. And John Grant has made a habit out of wrestling with his demons in his songs. He put out a couple of years ago a very dramatic, kind of lacerating album about addiction and a painful breakup. His latest record, Pale Green Ghosts, is about living as a gay man with HIV. This song, a radio-friendly version of a song that includes some language we couldn't otherwise air, is called GMF.
You could probably say I'm difficult. I probably talk too much. I overanalyze and overthink things. Yes, it's a nasty crutch. I'm usually only waiting for you to stop talking so that I can. Concerning two-way streets, I have to say that I am not a fan. But I am the greatest living creature you are ever gonna meet, from the top of my head down to the tips of the toes on my feet. So go ahead and love me while it's still a crime. Don't forget you could be laughing 65% more of the time. You could be laughing 65% more of the time. Half of the time I think I'm in some movie. I play the underdog, of course. I wonder who they'll get to play me. Maybe they could dig up Richard Burton's corpse. I am not who you think I am. I am quite angry, which I barely can conceive. You think I hate myself, but it's you I hate, because you have the nerve to make me feel. But I am the greatest living creature you are ever. The top of my head down to the tips of the toes on my feet. So go ahead and love me while it's still a crime. Don't forget you could be laughing 65% more of the time. You could be laughing 65% more of the time. I should have practiced my scales. I should not be attracted to males. But you said that I should learn. myself. Well, make up your mind, Dr. The top of my head down to the tips of the toes on my feet. So go ahead and love me while it's still a crime. Don't forget you could be laughing 65% more of the time. 'Cause I am the greatest living creature you are ever gonna meet. From the top of my the toes on my feet. So go ahead and love me while it's still a crime. Don't forget you could be laughing 65% more of the time. You could be laughing 63% more of the time. You could be laughing 25% more.
John Grant, American singer, songwriter, and pianist based in Iceland these days, brought his band into the Soundcheck studio recently. You can hear the full set on our website, soundcheck.org. That's the song GMF. You'll find it also on his new album called Pale Green Ghosts. Up next, more of our favorite recent live performances on Soundcheck. We'll hear rapper Talib Kweli, recorded in our ground floor performance venue, The Green Space, and Steve Martin with Edie Brickell. This is Soundcheck. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer, and on this edition of the program, we're revisiting some favorite recent live performances in the studio. Steve Martin, the banjo player, comedian, actor, writer, has been here a couple of times over the last few years, most recently in the company of Edie Brickell, the singer-songwriter, and Steve's band, the Steep Canyon Rangers. Their collaborative record called Love Has Come For You debuted at number 21 on the Billboard 200, and both Steve Martin and Edie Brickell are now working on a stage play, a musical called Bright Star. For us, they played, among other things, the title track of their collaborative record. Here's Love Has Come For You.
Love, love has come for you.
Steve Martin, yes, that's Steve Martin, playing the banjo, Edie Brickell singing, and the Steep Canyon Rangers, who often tour around with Steve Martin, all trooping on here into our soundcheck studio recently to play that song, Love Has Come For You, title track of the Steve Martin, Edie Brickell collaborative record produced by the legendary producer Peter Asher, who was also in the control room for that session here on Soundcheck. You can hear the full session on our website, soundcheck.org. And if you do a little digging on the website, you'll also find video of Steve Martin and the Steep Canyon Rangers and a very entertaining set that they did for us downstairs in our ground floor performance venue, The Green Space, a year or two ago. We're revisiting some more recent live performances on Soundcheck. Up next, Jamie Liddell, English singer, songwriter, electropop musician, currently based in Nashville. There's a video available of one of his performances on our website, soundcheck.org. This one, you'll just have to make do with the audio. It's called Don't You Love Me from Jamie Liddell.
Guess there's nothing broke we can't repair. Well, well, we can make it up first, babe. It's tearing up this love, ain't fair. Oh, don't you love me? Don't you love me anymore? Pattern, fall into the same things every day. But we need a new direction. You know we can go on this way. Oh, don't you love me? Don't you love me anymore? Just won't share. Trying to meet your eyes, and all I get is your cold stare. Should you say something? Show me you still care. Thank you.
from England via Nashville. That's Jamie Liddell and Don't You Love Me. There is video of one of his other performances, a song called When I Come Back Around, on our website at soundcheck.org. He did all of that himself with his loops and synthesizers, and if it puts you in mind of Prince, well, that is intentional. Jamie Liddell actually met his childhood idol, Prince. Did not go well. You can hear the full story by checking out the full session at soundcheck.org. As we continue with a revisit of some of our favorite live performances from the past couple of weeks on Soundcheck, at the end of April, we were downstairs in the green space with a crowd of fans that included the parents of rapper Talib Kweli. Talib Kweli with a new record out called Prisoner of Conscience, a title that plays on his reputation as a socially conscious rapper. You can watch a video of the entire evening's performance at soundcheck.org. And here is a song called Turn It Up.
Let's turn up. Turn it up. Turn it up. Turn it up. Now, people my age might recognize these drums. This is how it should be done. Cause this style is identical to, yeah. All my Rakim fans make some noise. Thinking of a master plan, where there's nothing but cash inside my hand. Wanna dig into my pocket, my profit is 7 cents. I dig deeper, you know I represent, represent. Yeah, money over bitches, my sisters go over everything. My band to make it dance, I'm forever just like a wedding ring. Far above the hate and the jealousy that the cheddar brings. Trying to get away from these 85ers like Everland. Why with me, I got them leaking like Nene. Got them leaking like Wiki. These monkeys biting like hickeys, cause they seeing what I'm doing. Filling them with confusion, cutting just like a... Just like a student of the romance languages, only the diamonds hang with this. It's decorated with garnishes like your wages is. It's outrageous, really is no joke. The girl of your dream be coming over to smoke loud. Turn it up loud, turn it up loud, turn it up loud, turn it up loud. Drop it, stop it with all the soap operas and the soap boxing. Turn up, yeah, yeah, turn up, yeah, yeah, turn up. Woo! For the people. You can feel the heat from my speaker, my sound will darken your features. Running down like a zebra, I move with the speed of cheetahs. From Brooklyn where the heat is the size of a 2 liter. I'm not asking for no followers, I'm looking for new leaders. It's hard not consuming all the BS they feed us. Intravenous like a cord from the womb to the fetus. Hearts as I started reading, alliteration is literally littered in my DNA, swimming all in my semen. Every time I bust, babies begin being born. Talk turn tough to them toasters, that's a get. Drawn like a picture, picture a perfect painting. Police profiling, people peacefully praying. Lay the law like leaders, the lazy is lollygagging on my grind. Getting guap, green is the new black. Meet me at the bar, we throwing a few back. Hopped out the car, you know who blew that. Turn it up, laugh. Turn it up, laugh. Turn it up, laugh. Turn it up, laugh. Drop it. Stop it with all the soap operas and the soap boxing. Turn up. Yeah, yeah. Turn. Yeah, yeah. Turn up. For the people. Hey. Hey yo, we drink good, smoke good. These cats wearing funny hats like the Pope would. I come in looking quite clean in the loafers. Soul hood, my scheme up for no good. You know, crook got sling in the notebook. I got the birds on the wire like a notebook. I still rep POCs like a poster. Coming live from death row like a no shook. I rhyme like a laser beam, so focused. I'm in this, I so lean, I need a foam cup. Maybe I'm lying bare feet, so ferocious. Well, maybe I'm lying bare feet in the ocean. So unique on the beat and the floating. So unique and we drinking like a potion. Hey, I'm completing my devotion. Say it, I'm completing my devotion. Turn it up loud, turn it up loud. Turn it up loud, turn it up loud. Turn it up loud. Drop it, stop it with all the soap operas and the soap boxing. Turn up, turn. For the people. That's my joint right there.
That is rapper Talib Kweli and a song called Turn It Up. The album Prisoner of Conscience is out now, but our Soundcheck listeners downstairs in the green space with the traffic on Varick Street going silently by on the other side of the soundproof windows got a chance to hear that song and a bunch of others first back in April. Talib Kweli. You can watch video of his entire performance for us at soundcheck.org. Up next, a few more favorites captured here in the Soundcheck studio. We'll hear from the string quartet Brooklyn Rider, Sam Beam, who records under the name Iron and Wine, and the amazing classical guitarist Jason Vio. This is Soundcheck. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer with a look back at some favorite live performances of recent vintage here in the Soundcheck studio. Brooklyn Rider is a string quartet. The four members began as part of Yo-Yo Ma's Silk Road Ensemble. They were basically the string section. As a quartet, as Brooklyn Rider, they've released a number of albums and done a number of videos, including a Soundcheck video several years ago that is one of our most watched videos. You can check that out at soundcheck.org. This time around, they came in with a new record called A Walking Fire and played for us the title track. It was written by one of the two violinists in the band, Colin Jacobson. The title, A Walking Fire, comes from the poetry of Jalaluddin Rumi. And after going down the hall and playing a cafe concert for our sister station, WQXR, they came here into our Soundcheck studio to play this piece. Thank you. Brooklyn Rider, the string quartet based in, yes, Brooklyn, New York, with the title track from their latest album, A Walking Fire, live performance recently here in the Soundcheck studio. Violinist Colin Jacobson wrote the piece. You can watch their WQXR Cafe concert, recorded just down the hall from our Soundcheck studio, on our website as well. That's at soundcheck.org. We're revisiting some favorite recent live performances. Sam Beam, the singer, songwriter, and guitarist, records under the name Iron and Wine and has a new album out called Ghost on Ghost. Sam has become a regular on Soundcheck in recent years and did a set of three songs for us, two of which we have videos of. And you can find those on our website as well. The third is this song. It's called Winter Prayers.
Well, it's cold and you're bored from counting the smart cars on 94. When you dream you're back home, but the lakeside don't trust you to walk alone. Hollow trees talk offhand, all the neckties are toasting with empty cans. And you know why she's gone, closing the river, drifting on. Slide down south, when once in a while your confidence leaves you like smoke falls out her red. Snow, but those sad souvenirs, they end at the fence line and they disappear. Why'd you follow her there? Milwaukee's a deaf ear for winter prayers. There's no night, there's no day, with only hope in your pocket and hell to pay. Slide in a while, your confidence leaves you like smoke falls out her red mouth.
Song's called Winter Prayers. That's Sam Beam from the band Iron and Wine singing and playing the guitar. The new album, Ghost on Ghost by Iron and Wine, is really a step away from this sort of smaller, intimate sound that we've come to expect from Iron and Wine. It's big band, full horn section, but Sam Beam doing something a little different for us here in the Soundcheck studio. Again, video of two of the other songs he did for us available on our website, soundcheck.com. Another guitarist next, this time without singing, and boy, it was tough to decide which piece by Jason Vio to revisit tonight, but we're going with the song A Felicidade by the Brazilian composer Antonio Carlos Jobim. Jason Vio is a classical guitarist, but he has a wide-ranging repertoire that includes works by the jazz guitarist Pat Metheny and new music written for him. This is a fiery arrangement by the French guitarist Roland Dien of Jobim's song A Felicidade.
Thank you.
That is guitarist Jason Vio, classical guitarist playing a bit of Brazilian popular music from Antonio Carlos Jobim, the song A Felicidade. He also performed a work by the young American composer Dan Visconti for us, which you really, really should check out, a piece called Devil's Strum. If you thought that was virtuosic, wait till you hear this Visconti piece that Jason played for us. You can find Jason Vio's set on our website at soundcheck.org. We're revisiting some favorite recent performances, but of course we've got new ones coming all the time. You can follow us on Facebook or Twitter to find out more. And join us on Monday. Baz Luhrmann's film Great Gatsby is in theaters, and a lot of people have been talking about the music. He used a lot of contemporary sounds for F. Scott Fitzgerald's story. But what was the music that F. Scott Fitzgerald himself had in mind? We'll find out on Monday's Soundcheck. Also, Faith Saley has been asking some musical questions for us recently, and on Monday, she looks into the difference between hip-hop and rap. And then our live performance in the studio is from the Bay Area group known as The Coup. They rock, they roll, and they rap. That's on Monday on Soundcheck. All right, we have one more live performance for you, and this one was recorded just a couple of weeks ago by sax player Colin Stetson, who's probably best known for his work with the band Arcade Fire, but who uses no loops, no digital effects, no effects of any kind other than these unusual extended techniques that he brings to the saxophone. This is one guy live in the studio, one saxophone, and a piece called Who the Waves Are Roaring For. This is Colin Stetson playing the sax, singing through the sax, banging on the sax, live in our Soundcheck studio with Who the Waves Are Roaring For. Soundcheck is a production of WNYC and New York Public Radio. Irene Trudell heads our engineering team, which did yeoman work on these recordings we've been listening to. Paul Schneider, George Wellington, Bill O'Neill, Rick Kwan, and Jason Isaac all helping out. The show is produced by Greta Cohn and Katie Bishop with Alex Kappelman and our intern, Caroline Scannell. Our digital producer is Mike Katziff. Our executive producer is Joel Meyer. I'm John Schaefer. See you Monday. This is Soundcheck.